Hello, people. Welcome to the Slick Talk Show. I'm your host, Rich, and today we talk about football. Okay. Boy. What a game we had last night. Disappointing. Garbage game from a United player. Terrible, people. The title today, people, is Ole Solskjaer was exposed last night. He was exposed last night. Completely. Now, you're going to come back to me and say, look, Rich, the manager is sitting on the bench, you know, player need to turn up and play the game. I understand that. But this is a time, the game, where you know. This is just one game, people. This is just one game. One game, one win, one trophy. That's it. And this is Manchester United we're talking about here. You turn up, you play the game, you win the game, and then you get a trophy. And I tell you this. When you go and play against one of the top teams in Europe, and let's be honest, you know, Villarreal is not one of the top teams in Europe. I think they finished 7 or 8 in Spain. So they're not playing, they're not one of the top 4 back in Spain right now. Now, but it's still in Europe, right? So when you have a team like that and you have to go and compete, your manager, you know, your tactic, the tactical battle between manager is going to show up. That's going to show up. This is not a Premier League we're talking about here, where, you know, coaches or, you know, teams, they know each other. They know everybody's tactics because they play week in, week out. No. In Europe, the manager have to show up. Tactically, the battle is there for everybody to see. You have to show up. And I think yesterday, people, it was pretty clear. Ole Solskjaer was exposed last night. Completely. I don't care what people are talking about. I mean, and again, I've been saying that for the past few months now. I think Ole Solskjaer, people, got the team the best that he could right now. I think we need somebody else to take the team to the next level. And obviously, you're probably going to ask me, oh, if there's any out there, there's any manager out there who can turn up and bring that team to the level so we can compete against Man City. I'll probably say no, because we need some more player. I completely understand that. But we need somebody to turn up and really, really raise the game from those guys. Let me tell you something, people. Manager job or coaching job is a tough job. It's tough. You have to deal with different personality on a day-to-day, week in, week out, completely. But you have to you have to drag all performance out of those players. That's your job as a manager. That's why they call them manager. You have to drag them. I mean, you have to push those guys to the next level. I mean, this is one game and one game only. One game, one win, one trophy. That's it. There is no hiding. There is nothing. One game, one win, one trophy. You get it on, you win. I mean, for the past few weeks, even before the game, Manchester United, the out there, the old out there was Manchester United have all the chance to win this game. This was the build-up for Ole to start something good for next season, right? Because we were told that this season, you know, there was an improvement compared from last. I mean, I can clearly see that from the table. They finished second this time, so that's okay. But this game yesterday, God, he was exposed, people. He was exposed. I mean, I'm looking at the change that he was making yesterday, last night. Why do you make changes in the last 5 minutes? You put in 3 or 4 players all together in the last 5 minutes of the game. And we talk about what, extra time. And why are you starting all your best player? You don't need to have Greenwood starting that game. You need somebody to turn up from the bench to change the game, just in case. A team like Villarreal, you gotta keep something on the bench so that when you need a spark, you need something to change, then you bring somebody like that with pace in. I mean, you can clearly see people I mean, the first half of extra time, we didn't have any more legs anymore. There was no more legs for those guys. And guess what? When you then decide to bring Fred and bring all those defenders, that tells me that you're running out of idea. That's exactly what's happening. This was a bad coaching yesterday. It was just bad at too many levels. And I tell you that, people, I'm not a coach. I've never done that job before. But I tell you this. This was bad. This was really, really bad. And I know what people talk about most of the time. Like, oh, come on, man. You know, you've got 75,000 fans going to the stadium. That means you've got 75,000 coach as well. I'm not a coach. But I tell you this, people. This was bad last night. That was bad. You can't coach like that. I understand exactly what he was trying to do. You know, having Greenwood, having Rashford, and all those guys there. I mean, I tell you this, you know, the only guy I read yesterday is Cavani. And let me tell you something, people, he's 33, 34 years old. That's the guy we have to rely on right now in Manchester. Manchester United we're talking about. This is not good. So the question is that team is going to... Are we really going to compete next season against Chelsea, against Man City, against Liverpool? I don't think so. I think yesterday shows that Ole Solskjaer is good. But he's not a great manager. He's not going to be that type of manager. No, I just don't think so. Yesterday was telling for me. I mean, come on. And I'm looking at the player as well. You know, the Pogba, the Fernandes, all those guys. Nobody turned up. And again, the only player I rate yesterday was probably Cavani. Everybody else, really, I couldn't find anything else. I mean, McTominay, maybe McTominay did something good there. But really, overall, it was... I mean, they were looking for some answer. And they couldn't find anything. And a team like what? Villarreal. You gotta win this game. You gotta put a stamp on it. You have to. As a Man U fan, as a Manchester United player, you turn up out there, you have to win those games. Ole Solskjaer, people. This season, I don't know. I just don't know. But I do know. I know something. He's not a great manager. He's not going to be one of those top managers that, yeah, he's growing a bit, but no, I don't think so. I think that's it. That's all we can get from Ole Solskjaer. I tell you right now, that's it. We need to go and find somebody that can turn those players to the next level. That's what we need. This was so bad. And I'm not going to get into the goalkeeper missing that penalty kick yesterday. I'm not going to get into him. But what I can say is, I think that's it. That's it. The body language was not good. The focus was not good. He looked scared before taking that penalty kick. You can clearly see that. There's something that goes on with the hair right now on his head. But he was not focused. But I'm not going to blame him. Because I believe that if the coach has done the job that he was supposed to do during the 19 minutes, we would have won that game. You do not need to have Greenwood and Rashford playing at the same time. I just don't think so. I don't think you need all those guys at the same time. And as far as I'm concerned, you keep Greenwood on the bench or you keep Rashford on the bench so that they can bring some spark in the second half and you change the game. You can't have all those guys all starting at the same time. You just can't do that. That's too much. And then what do you have to bring after? Midfield player? Defensive midfield player? Guys who just want to defend? I mean, that was pretty clear. You had nothing on the bench to change the game. And as a coach? Come on, man. This is crazy to me. Anybody will understand that, especially when you go and play in Europe. You have any... I talk about that all the time. And especially for coaches. You have to be able to adjust. You have to adjust. Everybody have a game plan. Everybody have a game plan. Until you turn up, you then need to adjust as you see the game fit, as you see the player that you have on the field. And I understand that sometimes you have a game plan, then you have to make the change. But you got to make a change very quickly, because things change very quickly. You know what I mean? It was that everything was predictable, almost. And that's the time. That was the time for Ole Solskjaer to show that, okay, he's one of those guys that's going to be one of the greatest managers in the world. But yesterday, come on, people. His decision-making process, his communication, it was just terrible. I mean, his tactical battle, that was not good at all. How come you believe you can start all your forward in one game, not having somebody on the bench to turn up to change the game? I don't understand that. I just don't understand that. Even box, I mean, boxer people. People that box, they turn up, they have a game plan. You can't go out there and start hitting those uppercuts in the first round. No. You have 13 rounds to go. So you have to pace yourself, but you need to make sure that at some point you go out there and go crazy. You have to wait and see what's happening. That's what we call adjustment. That's why the game is 90 minutes. You don't win a football game in 45 minutes. It doesn't happen like that. What that tells me is he panicked yesterday. That was a panic mode yesterday from all the coaching staff at Manchester. Unbelievable. To lose a game like that. This was embarrassing. This was so embarrassing for everybody at the club. You know, from Sir Alex Ferguson sitting at the top there, for Wayne Rooney sitting at the top there with his kids watching the game. I mean, come on. It was supposed to be a party time yesterday. Yesterday, I had a bottle of champagne basically on my fridge ready to get popped. You know what I mean? And I have to see that. Shout out to everybody. All the player, you know, that had those penalty. I mean, this was unbelievable. And again, I'm not going to blame De Gea. I'm not going to blame him. Yes, you can blame me because he missed that, but I'm not. Because I believe that this game should have been finished. We should have finished this game in 90 minutes. That's the way I see that. That's the way I see this game. That should have been, this game should have been 90 minutes, that's it. We finish the game, we're gone. But no. We drag and drag and drag. You're making five changes, extra time. I don't understand that. And you're making what? All defender, because you've got no attacking option anymore to bring some spark on the team. And that's the problem. This was so bad. This was so bad. I don't know where we're going next season, people. I don't want anybody to talk about title against City or against Liverpool next season. I just don't want that. I think we might be good enough to stay somewhere on the top four next season, but I don't think we're challenging anybody next season. I just don't think so. With Ole Solskjaer right there, we're not going to challenge anything. I just don't think so. He's probably going to come out and say he learned from that yesterday. But you know what? Sometimes, especially a team like Manchester United, there's no time to come over and learn. You got to turn up and win games and win trophy. This is how we do over there. This is what happened in Manchester. Those are the tradition. You don't turn up in I don't know how many final or how many semi-final that we get beat. And then you keep making the same mistake and mistake over and over again. Because it's tough. He's not going to go upstairs and ask for £250 million. I don't think so. Those guys upstairs will be like, no, I don't know. I saw you. Those guys upstairs will be like, we saw you. You had one opportunity to win a final against a top 10 team in Spain. You can do that. So, no, we don't want to give you $250 million, whatever money you're asking. That's how it works. You got to show improvement. And sometimes game like that, people, you have to take that opportunity. You have to win. You have to win. It has to be down to the manager. What happened yesterday has to be down to the manager. Nothing else. I mean, if I need to talk about the player right now, that's going to take me all day. I don't even want to go there. I don't even want to go there. The Bruno Fernandes, the Pogba, the Bailly, all those guys, I don't want to get there. I mean, Cavani yesterday turned up. He turned up big time. I love the guy. I mean, he play like, I can't say it, I don't know. He play like, he's pissed off at everybody. I love the guy. I love his intensity. I mean, I saw him, you know, going back and forth, you know, trying to track back, you know, running even better than some of the midfield players for Manchester United to help some of the defender. That's how good the guy is. That's how focused that dude is. I mean, he's like 33, 34 years old. He play like he's 20 years old. That's the focus. And that's what strike me is everybody around him, they don't follow that lead. They have to follow a lead like that. Those are the type of guy you want to play. You want to die with somebody like it. You want to fight every single ball and play for somebody like Cavani. Yesterday, he was unbelievable. There is nothing else I can say about him. But everybody else? Really? And people talking about trying to challenge for title next season? I don't know. Maybe because fans are back next season, maybe that might change. But with Ole Solskjaer, after what happened yesterday, people, we're too far away, man. I think we need to forget about title next season. I think we need to forget about the Champions League next season. I think what we need to think about this offseason is to try to find a manager that can take that team to the next level. Okay, people, that's all I have for you today. Stay tuned on SickTalk. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Good night.